man. Oh, man. Definitely has to be one of my top three when it comes to Techo. Yeah, man. It's a Techo.
That's kind of weird, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you're trying to do.
I'm trying to show Techo like she woke too, man. Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's at 9:18 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where radio comes alive. It's been an incredible morning of just a dramatic radio for that matter. But the drama continues right now. Why? Shikwan, why is the drama continuing?
Listen, man. Why? When we say things like above average, we are not by any chance. Like, we're not trying to front about nothing.
We're not your ordinary.
Okay?
Never.
This is a conversation that we're going to have with a man that you need to know. He needs to be a part of your playlist starting today. Techo Fatso. Hope I'm saying that right.
You
AKA
are saying
Pink
it right.
Panther. Techo, let me break it down for you before he even says anything with his very nice voice. Techo, don't you dare flirt with me. Techo is a name, because this is actually my cousin's name, by the way.
Uh-huh.
It's a name that conveys a highly charged personality that attracts powerful ideas.
Oh, snap.
Techo is diplomatic. Techo is gentle. He is cooperative and also might even be psychic. He's a gifted storyteller. And he will mesmerize everyone he comes in contact with.
That's literally what the name means.
Exactly. It's a powerful name.
The son of two ordained ministers, the father of Lola Kyle. Techo, my guy, you are live on Fresh FM.
How you guys doing, man? Thank you for that intro, yeah.
Oh, man.
How are you doing, Techo?
I'm good, guys. How are you guys doing?
I know, we are great. We're so happy to have you on the show.
Listen, Techo, man, let me tell you right now, you are our spotlight, because every Friday what we do is we bring in newsmakers.
Yeah.
We speak to personalities. We speak to people who move mountains.
Mm.
And you, my good sir, you move mountains. You've been moving mountains for a decade or so. And your music career, your personality, the things that you've experienced in this world, man, inspiring stuff. Techo, let's first start off by telling us, where exactly are you right now, Buddha?
Where am I right now? I'm at home in Joburg.
I'm in a studio.
I'm in my studio right now at home.
Working on the last touches to the album.
Yeah, of course. You know, always.
Mm.
Let's talk music. Yeah. This is a question I've been wanting to ask you as a music fan, right? Which song is your biggest hit? And I asked this as a hip hop fan.
Yeah.
Because you know, as hip hoppers, we fight, my guy. You know what I mean? You've got that song with King Mondada, fantastic. But you also have this song with Casper in your vest. So which one is your biggest song?
In my opinion, facts.
No, I mean no. Let's have it in your opinion.
Oh, my opinion.
Yeah.
that's a hard one.
He's
man.
Probably
that's
going to disappoint one. Someone today.
Yeah, yeah.
A hard one. Okay, listen, man. Listen, for me personally, No Ties featuring King Monada, for me, would be my biggest song, because I feel like it was so unexpected. You know what I mean? Like, that combination, that sound was so unexpected for me, too. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know what I was making when I was making. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But with Hennessy, I had been doing the hip-hop, trap, R&B type sound. So that was very natural for me, you know?
Mm, okay. Yeah. So I would actually just like to backtrack. Hey, I wouldn't say that I'm on NSK's level in terms of really appreciating hip-hop, but I love good music. And I would have to say that I actually fell in love with Techo's sound, with his flow, with his aura. And I think it was around about 2017. When the Feel Good Live sessions were still popular, you know, they had a lot of big cats on it. Yes. So maybe just to go back to that, I remember that you performed Pride as a song, hey? Can you maybe take us into the process of you writing that song and bringing it to us? Because I remember even when you were performing it, I was like, what's that name? What's that? I love that song.
What song is this? You said Pride. I don't think I have a song called Pride.
Pride. You did perform a song on that live session, Pride.
I think that might have been Gemini.
For real?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ah,
I think that might have been Gemini.
Maybe I just got
it
wrong.
I don't have a song
called
Pride.
All right.
Okay.
Check this out. That song, Chopping, you work with AK and Raspi as well.
Mm.
Man, AK is passing, obviously, you know what I mean, sad for the whole damn continent, my guy.
Yeah.
Where were you when you received the news?
When I received the news, let me think back. I was at home.– I was actually getting ready to go out and meet Nadia.
Oh, okay.
I was actually getting ready to go out and meet Nadia at Rockets, I think it was.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I had just called her that day and I said, yo, let's link up. Where are you going to be? And, you know, she was getting ready. I was getting ready. And then, the news. Someone called me from Durban.
Mm.
You know, someone called me from Durban and said, yo, bro, I don't know if this is true. You know, I just got a call from someone, you know, who's a mover and shaker, and they say that this is what's happening. I'm like, damn, okay, cool. I didn't want to call Nadia. You know, the first thing I told myself, like, I'm not going to call Nadia to ask her if this is true. So I started making my calls.
Maybe she wouldn't even have heard it.
And by the time I did call her, she still didn't know if it was true. She was asking me if I know. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So, it was just a normal day, like, you know, anything else.
Oh man, that's really really sad, man. Honestly, but maybe because I'm on the spectrum of trying to get to know Tego a little bit more. Mm. So I just want you to break it down for us. How has the journey of fatherhood changed you as a man?
Changed me, yo. You know, I keep telling people, man. You know, I've always been like a mellow dude. I don't care about too much. I don't care about stress. You know, anything that stresses me out, you know, I just leave it on the wayside. I think having a daughter has made me even worse. Mm. Like now I have absolutely no time for nonsense. You know, like now I absolutely, like, the only thing I care about is her. And you know, I'll even tell my sister, I'll even tell my dad that, yo, you guys now come second and third and fourth. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's all about Lola now.
This is the only thing I care about, really. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So yeah, I mean, yeah, just all my effort, all my, you know, concentration, you know, all my love, has just been centered around just the one human being.
So a little birdie tells us that you are about to change sounds, bro.
Yeah, who's this birdie, man?
The streets been talking.
The streets been talking, my man. I told you, this is above average radio here, my man.
This is birdie, man. you know, I mean, if anyone calls themselves a supporter of Tejo, of my sound, you know, then they know that my sound is never consistent. You know what I mean?
Mm.
The quality is consistent, for sure. The art is consistent, for sure. But, you know, in terms of the sound bed and, you know, the genre of music, you can never put your finger on it. You know, you can never, don't bet on Tejo making or sticking to a certain sound. Don't bet on that, dude.
But now with this, now moving into now music now, with this new song that you're about to drop exclusively on Fresh FM in Namibia, the only station to have it right now, walk us through this sound, though, just to start.
Yo, see, now, this story is crazy. I made this song, like, 8 years ago.
What?
You feel me?
8 years ago?
I made the beat 8 years ago. I made that beat 8 years ago.
Okay, because you were just experimenting, and you didn't know whether you actually wanted to, I don't know, venture into it a little bit more?
But you know, this is how it goes as an artist, right? So I learned from Ghetto Ruff, right? From Lancer and his wife. I learned from them. Never delete anything that you make. Never delete anything that you make, because at the end of the day, it's IP. It's intellectual property. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you never know. You might wake up, you know, 5 years later, play that same song, and it feels different. You know what I mean? It gives you new ideas. It gives you new inspiration. So that's exactly what happened, you know? Early in the year, I was just going through my old project, and I came across this beat, and I was like, damn, no. I need to do something to this. So then I just put the verse down on it, and that was that.
Wow.
8 years, and it's
8 years ago.
And this sounds so ahead. Okay, it's just because we have a bit of a preview of the song.
Yeah.
But this sounds ahead of time.
No,
8
absolutely.
Years ago. Wow.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Crazy.
And
I mean, listen,
Young Thug just dropped an album too. And most of those songs are like 6 years old. You know what I mean? So I mean, this is just how it goes. You know, we make things and we make things every day. It doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to hear it. You know, I have thousands of songs that I know will never be heard. You know, that's just the name of the game. You know?
All right.
Mm. All right. So maybe, Tejo, before we just wrap, I don't know if we're running out of time or if we're good on time. But maybe just tell us, what would you want to be remembered for in the industry? Like
in
50 industry. Yeah, like 20, not even, let's say 10 years from now, right? You maybe decide to take a different path in terms of maybe being a producer, being behind the scenes, you venture into businesses and you're off the scene. What would you want to be remembered for? What legacy do you want to leave behind in the music industry?
I think for me, it's excellency. Honestly, like that's the one word that just embodies everything. You know, everything I did, I put my heart and soul into it. I did not cut any corners. You know, I paid attention. You know, I loved what I did, you know, to the core of me. So I just want to be remembered for the excellence, you know, that I put into my work, that I put into my craft and how I present it to the people. You know?
It's giving black excellence. And I'm here for
it. Of course, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Tekka, hold the line for us, about guy. We are going to exclusively premiere that song right after this.
Next time you're here at the airport, you'll notice who the trip travelers are.
Moments on Fresh FM. Catch up on all our podcasts at freshfm.com.na/podcast.
Okay.
It's 9:29 on Namibia Sahara and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We still are having a conversation with Abudi Tekka, but you know what? That conversation is done. It's about the music now. Tekka, the floor is yours, my man. Introduce the song to your Namibian audience.
Yeah.
The floor is yours.
Yes, yes, yes. Namibia, my people, listen, I got a song for you, a hot new song, single for the streets called Just to Start. And just like that is really just to start. I got a lot of more music coming. Please enjoy. Please listen. Please share with your family members. Please play for everyone that you can. It's everywhere. All DSPs out right now. Let's go. Just to start. Let's go.